Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. There is an overwhelming amount of information and data related to the coronavirus. The infection numbers, statistics, graphs, they all show the curve, and it can be a lot to take in and process. Two researchers who noticed this are trying to help people digest information about COVID-19. Dr. Mauricio Gagné Villarreal and Dr. Stephanie Rivera-Beyrous are both assistant professors at Marquette University. They recently published the article, "What Am I Looking At? Reading Data in the Times of COVID-19. In their research, they noticed an alarming trend. African Americans make up nearly half of Milwaukee County's cases and account for about 80% of deaths from COVID-19. Milwaukee is one of the few places in the U.S. tracking the racial breakdown of people who have been infected with the virus. And while that data reveals a lot, it also falls short because of inaccessibility and the lack of testing. WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar spoke with the professors about how they're trying to simplify the data.
Dr. Stephanie Rivera-Beyrous and Dr. Mauricio Garnier Villarreal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for having us.
You both recently co-authored an article titled, "What Am I Looking At? Reading Data in Times of COVID-19. So what is this article?
Yeah, first, we came to the idea of doing this article because we were on an online meeting with a group, and I was presenting about the infection rates around the world and the country. And it came to Stephanie that this wasn't very clear on how people are reading it, how people are seeing data, and how data is presented very constantly. So it seemed that we needed to talk more about how to read the data that is presented about the infections related to COVID-19 around the world and the country.
Yeah, and I'll just add really quickly. So one of the things we noticed as we were having this conversation, it was a conversation with Code for Milwaukee with a COVID-19 response specifically. And folks were really interested in what Mauricio had to say, but there was definitely a sense in which there wasn't as much understanding of what the major takeaways from his expertise might be. And so in light of that, we were talking and saying, well, hey, what if we teamed up and like wrote a piece that actually helped people navigate this information with an eye towards Wisconsin, at least since that's where we're currently situated.
Mao, I saw you smiling a little bit. I'm just curious, like, how did you receive Stephanie's comments?
Oh, perfectly fine. It's part of my area that I am such a data person that I'm so focused into what the data is and models that make sense and are easy and straightforward to me, but I totally understand that they are not for most people. So that's why I thought that joining in together makes sense so that we could work and into how to translate it and make it, as Stephanie said, what is the takeaway and what can we explain outside of my little bubble of data.
You two teamed up and did some research and put this article together. And I'm curious, Stephanie, can you tell us what is one major takeaway that you guys found?
So I think one of the things that is kind of keenly noticeable in the process of just looking at this data is that infection rates are tracking the hypersegregation. But I think what was so saddeningly shocking is that we saw hyper-concentrations of infection rates in the north part of the city. But then also trying to think more broadly about, okay, so if this is what's happening, right, what is unique to the situation of Wisconsin? How can we respond, given that we're working on a different timeline or a different clock, right? What might be some good measures that we can take in light of what we're seeing kind of spread out across data points?
I do want to pause here because some of our listeners might not be aware that there is this pockets of concentration in terms of infection and who's getting sick. So can you actually unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm pulling this primarily from looking at the COVID-19 dashboard website for the County of Milwaukee, which gives you a pictorial representation. I think it's very helpful in seeing part of what I'm talking about. But the spread, right, for the last 2 weeks has been rather aggregated in the north side of the city, which is the historically Black part of the city, in a capacity that seems that is exponentially growing. And our deaths and in the city are also tracking these infection rates, right? So part of the overarching concern here is that we're dealing with infection in communities that are already considered at risk and already constructed as at risk. So they're not going to have necessarily the same access to medical resources. And this is kind of how we're seeing it play out, unfortunately. But this is something much broader about the history of Milwaukee and its and the ways in which its communities have been constructed along its north, its west and south portions.
Now, something about this is that all that we can talk about is about the data that we get. And this data is related to accessibility and clarity of testing for COVID-19. Tests are not widely available. They are not everybody is being tested. So we have to be aware that there is a limitation on the measures and the data that we have based on this availability of testing.
The dashboard even says it, that we should presume that the cases are all likely higher as a result of the fact that testing is a scarce resource.
Okay, for sure we are seeing a larger number of cases on the north side. That is one takeaway for sure we can count on.
And also another thing is that I will say that there is this thing that I have seen that is that we are all in the same boat. No, we're not. It's clearly this type of infection characteristics of just in the streets, in the population, is going to disproportionately affect people on the with lower income that has different characteristics. So different people are going to be affected depending on characteristics such as income. And in Milwaukee and in the country in general, we know that income is related to race.
As researchers, you're like, oh my gosh, there's all this data and it's super revelatory and it tells us a lot. But also there are holes in this data and there are things that it doesn't tell us. Would you guys agree with that?
Yes. What we can do and say from data and analyze is as good as the data that we get. So the fact that we have the data collection process lacks information and detail about the Latino communities, that's going to be a handicap later on for what we can say and the consequences of the spread of the infection and in the city.
All right. Now I'm going to wrap this up because I know, Stephanie, you have to go teach a class. Mauricio, what is one final takeaway that you want to leave listeners with?
Something important is that looking at the state data set and the world data set that we have found from the Johns Hopkins University, we have seen that the Midwest has an advantage comparing to the coast because the disease is just going to take longer to reach the Midwest. So when we are comparing the data between states, we need to take into account when the virus started or appeared the first time in the states. And looking at this way, in Wisconsin, we are about 1 week behind New York. And being one week behind the process gives us the advantage that we have more time to react so that we can learn from what other states and countries have been doing to make a more proactive decision on how to deal and handle the spread of the COVID-19.
So really, it just reiterates how much time is of the essence.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mauricio and Stephanie, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having us.
That was Dr. Mauricio Garner Villarreal and Dr. Stephanie Rivera Beyrouz. They are both assistant professors at Marquette University, and they spoke with WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar. Coming up next, we hear an in-studio performance from fingerstyle guitarist Alexander Misko. Lake Effect returns in a moment, here on WUWM.